Good evening, everyone. It is good to be back and learning together. Tonight's shiur, Be'ezras Hashem, will explore the topic of tying your shoes, tying our shoes. When I told people I was giving the shiur on this, or they saw the email, they immediately questioned either you already gave that shiur, which is not true. We gave a shiur on putting shoes on and taking shoes off. Or they said, what's the whole shiur? Right, you put your right, you put on your left, you tie your left, you put on your right, you turn it all around, you do the whole... What?
My daughter gave me such garbage about you doing the bunny ears. She's like, Daddy, nobody does bunny ears anymore. I'm like, no, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
There's another way, and I just learned.
So, I as we'll see, there is a whole shiur. For everything, for every halacha, for every din, there's a lot to talk about, a lot of diunim, both in halacha, and to try to understand what's the point, what we're chazal driving at. So that's tonight's shiur. Hopefully we'll get through it. I put too much in the packet. This is the longest packet we've ever had on a topic that at first I thought I wouldn't have 15 minutes worth to say on. And as we got preparing, we saw it's a very rich, I think, meaningful topic. So let's start with the halacha. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Beis. It's in this first source in the packet. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yin ol min ol yamin techila v'lo yikshirenu. A person should put on his right shoe and not tie it. V'achakach yin ol shol smol v'yikshirenu. And you put on your left shoe and you could go back. Actually, I don't think I posted that shiur, but we spoke about why. The yamin is chashuv. And then tie the left shoe. V'yachzor v'yikshir shol yamin. And then you should go tie the right shoe. So put on the right shoe, put on the left shoe, tie the left shoe, tie the right shoe. That is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Not a mystical, Kabbalistic idea. Says the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people ask me what shoes they should wear tonight. Everyone should have worn a different shoe. Our shoes that don't have ties, don't have laces, you don't tie them. So you know, you put your right and you put on your left. Good, that's a Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, someone asked. Right, yeah, because you don't touch your shoe, you have to what? So there's a sefer I got a couple years ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael. I went to get a bracha from Chaim Kanievsky, and I was waiting in the lobby, and you know, I didn't want to take out my smartphone in the lobby of Chaim Kanievsky. So they had a svarim for sale. They had a sefer called Das Nota, which was actually sponsored by the Stern family, as he walks in. It's a short tshuvas of Chaim Kanievsky. So someone asked him, I heard that all these halachas about how to get dressed in the morning and how to deal with these things are not really me'ikra din. You don't really have to do them. It's midas chasidus. Is that true? Is that true? It's a nice thing. Said Rav Chaim Kanievsky in source 2. Kol ma shekasel b'shulchan aruch tzarech kol echel l'kayim. Every halacha, it's in Shulchan Aruch. So I'm saying, Rav Chaim, I don't know what you're talking about. This is a halacha. This is a halacha that we're supposed to keep. There are stories going around. Now, I'm going to preface this story with, I'm not into these stories. And I'll explain to you why. There's a story. The version I found of the story is that there was a non-religious Jew who's on his way home from the army for his Shabbos off, and he lived in Be'er Sheva, and he's at he was trying to tramp by Netanya, waiting to see if he had a car that would take him closer to Be'er Sheva, and he didn't know about Shabbos. He grew up in a non-religious family, and he was going to get into a car. It was 2 hours before Shabbos. He wasn't going to make it. He didn't care. A car pulls up, and a car says, I'm going to Netanya, but I'm happy to take you to Be'er Sheva. I mean, get there a little quicker. Where are you going? I'm going home. I'm going to Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva, you can't go. That's 2 hours from where we are. You're not going to make it before Shabbos. The guy says, Shabbos, I don't know anything about Shabbos. I don't care about Shabbos. I'm going to go. He goes, listen, it's one Shabbos. Come to my house. Come spend the weekend at my house. My wife's a great cook. Come. I don't want to. Come. Why not? He was into the experience. So he gets in the car and he goes there. He goes there for Shabbos. So they start schmoozing. They're talking. They're having a great time. And at the end of Shabbos, Donnie said it wasn't as bad as he had expected. He had a nice time with the family, the food, the singing, the discussion. It was peaceful. Who doesn't love Shabbos? Before he left, the Baal Bayis, the host, said, Donnie, before you go, I have one last request. One request. Sure, I very much appreciate your hospitality. What can I do to repay you? He gave him a kitzur shulchan aruch. He said, go through this. Pick one thing that you'll take. Just pick, go, leaf through right now. Find one halacha. So if he was lucky, he would have found like, I don't know if it's Samachta B'chagecha, Shein of a Shabbos, he had taken a nap on Shabbos, I don't know. So he opened it up, and he came to the beginning where it says that a person must don his right shoe first, and his left shoe, and tie his left shoe, then his right shoe. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. Is this what Jewish law is all about? What? He's like, okay, fine, there's my mitzvah. What's the big deal? All right. He goes, he took his phone number, and they figured that they'd be in touch. A few weeks later, his jeep was about to leave his base to begin their nightly patrol on the Lebanese border. He just woke up. He threw on his clothes. And as he's running, he realized that he forgot to put the shoes on in the order. He just woke up, put them on, and ran. He's like, I promised this person this was going to be my one Jewish law. So he runs back. He didn't know why. He was a consistent person all of his life. And this was his project. He yelled to his patrol mates, I forgot something in the tent. Let me run back. They said, no, we're not going to wait for you. And they left with Adam. He was very upset. This is what happens when he keeps halacha. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, while sitting in his tent, a ruckus was heard on the command post. He ran to see what was happening. The radio operator reported to all present that patrol Almag 8, the patrol Donnie was supposed to be on, hit a landmine, and all of his buddies were killed. And this is a story that they say. This is a story I found online. Jonathan Teilbaum told me that between 10 and 15 years ago, Rabbi Luban said over a similar story in one of his Shabbat Shuvah drushas. Rabbi Luban emailed me that story. And the reason why I think these stories probably aren't true is because he gave me the same exact story, just with different details. It was a different city. It was a helicopter instead of a jeep. What are the odds that maybe it happened, maybe not? It's a halacha we should keep. The reason I don't like these stories is because we shouldn't keep the halacha because it might save us from being killed in a car accident or a landmine. We should keep the halacha because it's a halacha and Hashem knows what He's doing. Our job now is to find out what is the purpose, what's the point of this halacha. Someone came to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and asked him, like, what's, it's so silly. Why do Chazal care about the minutia? Why do they care what shoe you put on first and what you tie first? And Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, don't look at it that way. It's in Source 3. Look at the opposite. Every day you have to put your shoes on. So instead of being a mindless routine, it becomes a mitzvah. And then he adds that every action of a Jew has deeper meaning. If not, then God wouldn't, or Chazal wouldn't make a halacha about such a small, meaningless thing. So it must be, it's meaningful. So our job is to find out what is meaningful about tying our left shoe before our right shoe. And that's where we start. Why? Why should we tie our left shoe before our right shoe? Does anyone have any thoughts or have heard anything? Yes, Harvey.
You know, in the beginning of Gemara, it says, we're going to talk about Kriya Shema. It talks about Kriya Shema at night and then the morning.
Right.
And then it goes on, the morning goes backwards the other way. It goes A, B, B, A. Maybe the same thing. Like, you have to put on the right shoe first, then left shoe. You don't tie yet. And then...
The problem is with Mishnayos, it makes sense to work that way. It's the structure, the way to remember it organizationally, and that makes sense. ABBA. But when you're dealing with getting dressed, to help you remember?
Before you put on the shoe, the question is, why not just put on? You might say, why not just put on the right shoe and tie?
That's what would seem to make sense, right?
But maybe the completion of the shoe is important. You know, I don't,
so
it wouldn't make any sense to go right shoe, left shoe, then tie the right shoe, tie the left.
We say that the right has more chashivus. You put on the right and like tying the tefillin when you do on the left.
So that's the simple explanation in the Gemara. We're not going to see the Gemara inside Keith. I'll get to you in a second. The Gemara basically says this. The Gemara says there, Rabbi Yochanan held kitfillin kach min olin. As one puts on their tefillin, they should put on their shoes. Ma tefillin b'smol, af min olin b'smol. Just like one puts the tefillin on their left hand, so too they tie shoes. You tie tefillin, you tie k'shartem liyos ha'idecha. So when you do k'shira, when you tie the tefillin on your left hand, so when we tie the left shoe first. That's the simple explanation. Oh, lefties, women, we're gonna get it. That's it. I got 10 pages here. We're there. We're there. Let's say you're getting a kid dressed, and he's wearing. We're there. We're on it. So that's the simple. So that's the simple explanation of the Gemara. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in source number 5. The Yikshrenu Dilin Kshira Matzinu Torah Nasna Chashivus El Asmol Shekosher Ale Tfila Shel Yad. Normally, the right is more chashiv. That's how we start with the right hand. That's what we spoke about when putting the shoes on. Bohen Yad and Bohen Regel and Chalitza and all those mitzvahs, we start with the right. But since we find by tefillin that the Torah gives a chashivus, an importance, a special quality, the left, and tying shoes is the left. Tying shoes is also tying, sorry, Kshartim Osayidacha, Kshiras Minalayim, Kshira Kshira. So tie the left shoe before the right shoe. That's the simple explanation in the Gemara. Let me get the Keith.
Anybody who's been in a draft, the draft, how does the draft go? Whoever gets a first draft pick
right.
in the first round is the last draft pick in the last round because right. everybody should be equal.
But there it makes sense, right? Because right? if I got the last pick in the first round, you got a reward to make. But
it's
what?
The same
but these are
thing.
Shoes. Well, who cares?
It's the same thing.
But they're shoes.
If we can't give equality to our own feet, how are we supposed to make sure that we give equality to our friends, to our people around
okay.
us.
Okay. So we're going to see the in Sifrei Chabad, they have a similar approach, but more not about equality to the feet, what the right represents and what the left represents, and trying to balance it out. We'll see that towards the end.
The Pesukim doesn't say about left.
So the Gemara says, Yad Cha, Yad Keha, the weaker hand. That's one of the explanations of the Gemara, why tefillin should be in the left hand. Good. There's a second reason, though. Yeah.
Is it specifically the tying, or is it the completion of the right?
So hold.
What about low first?
Good. Hold that thought. You came in late. The Shulchan Aruch says if there's no tying, you just put your right shoe on, then put your left shoe on. There's nothing else to do. Right?
What? It's not the completion, the actual tying.
The tying, yeah, but I don't want to say that because there's going to be a question about Velcro we'll talk about. What?
Just lazy.
What, Velcro? Okay, buckle. How about buckle? You can't. So there's another reason given. Lavush quotes. There's a Gemara. There's a very interesting Gemara in Source 6. The Gemara in Chulin and that Peichesam Beis to the top of Peitesam and Aleph. It's a mistake. It should be Peitesam and Aleph. Amar Rava Bischar Shomar Avram Avinu Vanochi Afar Ve'efer. Avram Avinu said, "I am like the dust and the dirt." So Zachu Bano the Shtei Mitzvos, Efer Para of Afar Sota. Two other mitzvos with dust and dirt, Afar Para, Para Duma, and the offer of the Sota, which you put in the water, the scratch of Hashem's name, fine. And then the Gemara says, V'omar Rava, Bischar Sha'amar Avram Avinu, Michut, V'ad Sro Chanal. When did Avram Avinu say that?
After
the battle, kings, the Melech of Stone said, take all the money. And Avraham Avinu said, no way. I don't want anyone to say that you are the one that caused Avraham Avinu to be wealthy. And Avraham Avinu says, in michut, from a string, that sroch now, from the strap, the lace of a shoe, I won't take anything. So says the Gemara, bizchus, in the merit of Avraham Avinu saying, I don't want anything from you, king. I don't want a shoelace or a string, says the Gemara, Zachu Bana L'shtei Mitzvos. His offspring merited two mitzvos, a string and a strap. Chut shel tchelas tzitzitz, v'ritzua shel tefillin. So comes along the Levush in source number 8, and he says, that's the pshat. It's not that the Torah gave a chashivas an importance to left hand. The whole reason we have tefillin is because of a shoelace. Because of Avraham Avinu saying, I don't want a shoelace. That's what got us tefillin. So just like a shoelace is a left hand, is a left. Just like tefillin is on the left, so too the shoelace should be on the left. Because it's the shoelace which got us the tefillin. So therefore the shoelace should model the tefillin. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a sefer Emek HaMelech who says the same thing. The Meshech Chachma, who's the namesake of Rabbi Einzig's newest grandson, Rabbi Meir Simcha, And bezichus him, we put the Meshech Chachma into today's packet. The Meshech Chachma says it's interesting. Avraham Avinu was Mesakin, which davening? Shachars. That's when we wear talis and we wear tefillin. Interesting. Avraham Avinu was the one who got us talis and tefillin, tzitzis and tefillin. So it makes sense. We do both of those. Hashem could have said do it at Mincha. We do it in Shachars. Interesting. Interesting. So before we get deeper into what that means, there's a very interesting and very practical difference between those two reasons. Let's say you're tying non-shoe items. Do you need to tie the left before the right?
Boxing. How many other things have left pair? Yeah.
How many things, other things, do you tie? No, so first of all,
have a left to a right pair.
So let's say let's.
What are these children? What are somebody else's hockey gloves?
Hockey gloves, but let's assume for a minute that's not just laces, it's anything that you're fastening. We'll see that a little bit later on. Gloves. Some gloves, you pull a thing, and you wrap it over, and you Velcro it down. So is there an Indian that you do that on your left side before your right side? We're going to see cufflinks is a question. Buttons, hooks. Ladies might have a sweater where there's a tie, a bow, a tie on both sleeves. Okay? I saw it brought down. I don't know what this means. The Belzer Rebbe, Zecher Tzag of Racha, he tied Chutei HaMichnasayim Shel Smol Tuchila. He tied the left side of his pants. But what pants was he wearing?
I've seen this on at the airport last week. The guy did the thing with his pants. Yeah, it's like the bottom of the pants.
Oh, there's a tie. That's how they keep them like that? I never knew that. I didn't know what it meant. I thought that he wasn't drawstring pants, because those, you're not tying two things, you're tying them together. I thought he was like one of my students who has the string ties in the bottom of their jogger pants. So, no, the Belzer Rebbe didn't wear those pants. You're saying that that's how they keep them. I just thought they pulled the socks over the pants. No, they have a tie. There you go. So the Belzer Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was mocked, but he was careful to tie. It's brought down in a footnote in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. He would be mocked to tie the left pant leg before the right. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Source 12 says the same thing. Goes through his whole thing, and he ends the last three words in Source 12. The Chein B'Shar Begadim. It's not limited to shoes. It's other clothing as well. The Mishnah Berurah learns not that way. The Mishnah Berurah in Source 11 says Ube Anpaliot Shalavad socks. I don't know what kind of socks they had back then, what socks you're tying. I'm not sure. Ein sarach lahaktim sol l'kshira. You don't have to do left side first. So what's the explanation for this machlokes? If you learn that the reason is like the levush, that it was because of the shoelace that got us tefillin, it's limited to shoelaces. Limited to shoelaces. Yeah. Pants? What is my pants have to do with Avraham Avinu saying Michut at Srochanel? I'm wearing a glove, tying the left glove has anything to do? No, it's limited to a shoelace got us tefillin, tefillin's left hand, shoelace left. But according to the Mishnah Berurah's explanation, which is not really him, according to that explanation, that it's that from the fact that the Torah said tefillin's on the left hand, that means when it comes to tying, the left side is more chashuv. Doesn't matter what you're tying.
But where does that leave off? So if you're buttoning
collars, I had that later on.
I'm rolling up my sleeves.
We'll see. My son asked me a question. But tying, let's assume for a minute that buttons, hooks, cufflings, Velcro all have the same halach of kshira, which most poskim say yes. Then yeah, it would come out when you get dressed in the morning, or whenever you get dressed for that matter. You should button your left. A button on your sleeve before your right. You put your left cuffling on before your right. That's what comes out if you learn like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. According to Mishnah Berurah, no, because according to Mishnah Berurah, it's like the Levush, like the Rekiv Eger, that since the Avraham Avinu line that shoelaces got us tefillin, tefillin's left, so shoelaces are on the left, but it doesn't apply to other things. It's a very interesting machlokas based on these reasons. Before I get deeper, a couple other interesting practical halachas. What about lefties? It should make a difference. So let's see. We'll start with there's a machlokas. There's a machlokas, obviously. The Mishnah Berurah, lefties put tefillin on the right hand. You're supposed to put tefillin on your weaker hand. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah says Iter Yada Lefti, Sheminiach Tfilin Biyamin Shekol Adam, he puts his tfilin on the right hand, Yaktim Yamin Gamlik Shira, he should tie the right. So he should put on his left shoe, right shoe, tie left shoe. And presumably, if you're going to tell me that, we'll get to the presumably in a minute. Rav Shmuel Zalman says this is a huge machlokes. Whatever you want to do, you're fine. That's what Shmuel Zalman says. The Ovid Kamar Ovid. There's opinions this way, opinions that way. So whichever way you want to go. Interestingly, some poskim say, should it matter if you're left-handed or left? I'm not going to say left-footed because I don't think that's probably not English. Left-footed?
Of course, yeah. Dominant foot.
Is there such a thing? Soccer players that there's not, you know, overplay him to his right side because he's a right-footed.
The Gemara Menachos brings down something about being a left-footed.
Yeah, so
walking into a door with a mezuzah to be.
So the issue. So that's my focus.
So it's also with a seba, they say that the righty should lean to the right because it's you're a seba.
No.
That's something else.
But the reason, so they should lean to the right because that will make them uncomfortable.
Righties?
Righties should lean to the right.
No,
is because of the esophagus. Right. But understanding that they should lean to the right. So righties do right, lefties do left. The only reason they don't do that is because of anatomical issue. So in that situation, you think if you're righty, then you put your left foot and you tie right first, and then.
Interesting. Okay, I have to go back and look at that Gemara Pesachim.
That's right.
By woman, you have big machlokas also. Rabbi Yashiv Zichet Zag Levracha says Isha, do they wear tefillin? They don't wear tefillin. So which one should they tie first?
They could wear tefillin.
That's next week's Thursday Live, and we might need more than beer before that one. We're try to keep this shiurim controversial free. Ubi'isha, so I'll say this. A woman that doesn't wear tefillin, we'll go that way for now. A woman who doesn't wear tefillin, what should she do? So says Rabbi Yashiv, where should she go? Which shoe should she tie first? She's putting on a sneaker. She's going running. She's going jogging. Which shoe should she tie first? So says Rabbi Yashiv, the right side. Why? Because she's wearing tefillin. If there is because of tefillin, there's no tefillin for her.
So says on
right foot and tie it. Right foot, tie it. And left foot and tie it. That's Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman says the same thing. About each kevan isha kevan shemochin the other male tefillin. Since we don't let them wear tefillin. Near, relax for a minute. So she also, or for more than a minute, she should tie the right side first. Comes along a sefer, Tshuva Devar Yehoshua, which is quoted from Ehrenberg. I'm not sure who he is, but all the contemporaries for him quote this. And he says, no. He says women should also tie their left shoe before their right shoe. Why? He says, how do you understand the first reason we saw? What does it mean that since you put tefillins on the left side, it's more chashuv? Is the pshat that practically, I put my tefillin on the left side, so I should tie my shoe on the left side? Or no, from the fact that we find that the Torah gives chashivus to tying tefillin on the left side, even if I'm not a person who wears tefillin, even if Leah doesn't wear tefillin, but the left side is the more chashiv side when it comes to kshira. So too, when it comes to tying shoes, the left side is more chashiv, irrespective if in practice you put tefillin on. That's how he understands that first reason of the Gemara, and it might be the same thing for a lefty. It could be.
Also say that our tefillin is zechutzis mitzrayim, and they were bonto hanes, so you have the
interesting, interesting, interesting. The same thing with the lefty issue. Is it that practically, what hand do I put tefillin on? So the lefty would tie the right first. Or is it a no? From the fact that always the Torah is machshiv the right side. And then out of nowhere, the Torah says tefillin left side, that means the left side is more chashiv regardless of whether you wear tefillin on this hand or that hand. Yeah. Right, so there's two reasons. The other reason is because of the Yod Ka, which is Yod Ka, the weaker hand. Right. So for some reason that wins out for a lefty. Why does that reason win out? I don't remember what the Gemara says. The Gemara explains. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in that same sefer says that a child also, a child should tie the left before the right, assuming he knows how to tie shoes. Let's say an adult is tying a child. So he says it's better to be careful. I'll show you some interesting questions on page 6. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlito was asked. Let's say you have Velcro. Let's say a Velcro or zippers. Let's say zipper. Let's say you have zipper on two sides. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that any way you fasten something is called kshira. Kshira is not limited to actual tying of laces. It means making tight. There are different ways to make tight. It could be a Velcro. It could be a zipper. I think this works well with the first explanation given and not according to the Lavush. According to the Lavush, it's a shoelace got us tefillin, so it should be limited to a shoelace. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky says hooks and zippers and Velcro, and in the Sefer Pirkei Tshuvos as well, he says any type of kshira, hooks, zippers, buttons, all have a halacha of tying, and it should be on the left side. Reb Chaim, this Sefer brings up every possible question that you would never really ask someone, but you ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What was the question? I'm wearing my shoes. I'm wearing my shoes right. I put the right on, I put the left on, I tie the left, I tie the right, and I go for a run, they're getting a little loose. So now I wanna tighten my shoes. Do I have to untie my left? My right, what? Take him off.
Yeah, why not?
And start again. So I'll ask you that question. I'll tell you my son Moshe asked me a question an hour ago. I want to know ice skates. Those are shoes, but those are shoes. So Rabbi Chaim says, he says, Ulai. He says, if you're having shoes and you want to tie them, do you have to first undo the left and then tie, refasten that and then the right? He says, Ulai, which probably means, I don't know. My son, and then we'll get to the deeper pshat in a minute. My son asked me a very interesting question. When you take your shoes off, I asked him, don't give me shira on tonight. My son Moshe is 8 years old. When you give me shira, I told him, he goes, so what's when you take your shoes off? Does it, yeah, do you have to untie? What do you do about untying shoes? Is there any hakpada that we care how we untie the shoes? Or, what? So, no, you're only wearing two on one hand when you untie them. Or on two sides.
Still of it, when you take it off, you have to do the whole thing in the reverse of exactly what you're supposed to do, right?
You do Rosh versus Yad the Rosh, right?
Yeah.
So,
no matter what, there's a whole thing in the reverse.
Reb Chaim says he doesn't think it matters. Yeah, that's what he says. Right, we don't find it talked about.
That's unfascinating. How about taking off the shoe itself?
We spoke about that. You're supposed to take off your left shoe first.
Really?
Yeah. That was the shear of the barbecue at my house. Yeah. Unless it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. It's a kavod to the yamin to keep the yamin on longer. Now let's try to understand deeper. What's really going on over here? So I think there are a couple explanations. But what I really want to ask is, what's with this connection between a shoelace and tefillin? The Lavush or Rekhi Veger, their explanation is based on the Gemara. The Zechus of Avram Avinu saying, "I don't want a shoelace to a." A string to a shoelace, so we got tefillin. What connection is there between that incident with Avram Avinu and tefillin? So I'd like to suggest a couple explanations that I saw. The Rashi on that Gemara says, why did Avram Avinu say, I don't even want michut, that tzrochanal? So Rashi in Source 25 says, Shel ratza lehanos min hagezel. He didn't want to have any benefit from stealing. Was that stealing? If you'd have taken the booties of war, would that have been stealing?
Nope.
It's not stealing. It's totally mutter. The whole Sefer Bereishis, whole Torah, Tanakh is full of that. What's the stealing? Ask the Torah to me, Mo. It says, V'l'chor e'ena mavur in Source 26. My Rabu say the Avram is a. First of all, what the Avram Avinu is amazing. They want to steal. That's Avram Avinu. Of course, they want to steal. But what? For me, wow. Well, let's get a chance to steal. He didn't steal. He's an amazing assistant. Avram Avinu, of course, he didn't steal. That's a chiddush. The Gam Kashari in Kangezo. Kevon Demin Adin Zacha Barachush. Halakhli, he was Zoch. It's his. He's allowed to keep it. So, what is Rashi talking about? So, says the Torah Tmima, Avram Avinu was trying to make a Kiddush Hashem. He was trying to Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Even though, really, Me'ikar Adin, it was Mutter. But for Avram Avinu to go take the booty, to take the rechush, to not give it back to them, that's lacking in Kiddush Hashem. Unfortunately, how much Chil Hashem is there the way certain Jews act? That's a lot worse than this. But for Avram Avinu to say, even though I'm Zolcha in this, even though I could take it, that's yours. Just because I beat you in battle, that means I should take your things. Just because there are all these government programs, we should take advantage of every single government program. It's maybe Ikar Adin, but I'm not sure that that's a Kiddush Hashem. So says the Torah Tmima, once Avram Avinu wanted to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, it became a Chiyuv, which is a big Kiddush. It became a Chiyuv. If you're a Jew who wants to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to not return it or to take it would be Gezeilah, because halachically becomes a Chiyuv to return. So because he wanted to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, it became a Chiyuv. Now I was thinking, tefillin and tzitzit are two mitzvos that represent our ability, two other mitzvos that present our ability to show the world of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzitzit zuzur isem oso. That's for us to see. But a person wears tzitzit, it's showing there's Hashem. The tzitzit, the blue reminds of the sky, which reminds the yam, the sky, the kisei hakavod. It's mekadesh shem shemayim. We're saying that there's a God in the world, and I'm connected to God. Tefillin, the v'roh chol amei aretz, right? We tefillin shel rosh is supposed to be seen. The shel yad we're supposed to cover. The shel rosh is supposed to be seen. We wear our tefillin. Tefillin represents being the mekadesh shem shemayim. So it could be the zechus of Avram Avinu saying, "I don't want these things. I want to be mekadesh shem shemayim." We were zochet the two mitzvos which represent kiddush shem shemayim. That I think can be one explanation based on the Bach. The Maral says something which you don't have time and I don't understand it anyways. So if you could on your own learn the Maral in source 27. It's on the Gemara and Shabbos. You could help me out what exactly he's saying. For purposes of time, I'll share with you one other explanation. This is deeper connection number 4, which I think Keith alluded to this. I'll read it in English. Someone told me about an article on Chabad.org, which is it didn't say which sefer of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which one of his sichot it was in. I did a search, I couldn't find it in Hebrew, so I put the English here. It's very beautiful. I'll read it. I mean, you can read the English also. The shape of the human body reflects the contours of the human soul. Our body has two sides, right and left, because the soul has two distinct powers. On the one hand, there's the power to give, to be outward and expressive. On the other hand, there's a power to hold back, to be inward and restrained. And we grapple sometimes when to be more outgoing and expressive and to give and when to hold back. There are two sides of the soul of kindness and the side of discipline. Those sides correspond to the two sides of the body, the right side and the left. Both powers are essential. The secret to a healthy life and successful relationships is knowing how to balance these two forces. When to be assertive and when to submit. When to be strict and when to be lenient. Anyone who's a parent understands that. That's the challenge. A teacher, a gabbai, a rabbi. We all, as people, anyone who works, we struggle with these two forces. When to let yourself go and when to just say no. In Kabbalah, the stronger side, which is the right for right-handed people, represents giving. Chesed is the right side. And the weaker side symbolizes holding back. This is to teach us that our power of giving should be more dominant than our power of holding back. The right side is chesed, is giving. That's stronger. The right side is stronger. The ideal is to have a higher measure of kindness than discipline. Ideals are concretized through actions. We can be deeply influenced by the symbolism of even simple acts we perform down to the way we get dressed. Putting on a shoe is an act of giving to your foot. So you put the shoe on your stronger foot first, because giving represents the right side. So when we put on the shoe, which represents giving, you're clothing the shoe, you're protecting, you're clothing the foot, you're protecting your foot, you're giving comfort to the foot. But then you tie the lace on the weaker foot, as tying is an act of restraint. When you tie something, you're restraining it. It's tight. It's not as loose. It can't do what it wants. However, untying a shoe is releasing and letting go. So when you're untying shoelaces, the stronger foot takes precedence. Removing your shoe is taking away an act of discipline. So for that, the weaker comes first. It all symbolizes the same point. Discipline is important, but kindness should dominate. So we put the right on because the right is giving. And when we give, it's the right side. The right side represents chesed. It's the stronger side, which is the power of giving, of letting things go, of being expressive. That's when you put on the shoe. When you take off, when you tie, though, so you put on the right and you put on the left. When you tie, tying is restraining. It's constricting. It's not letting go. It's holding back. So then you're going to tie the left before the right to symbolize that that side is the weaker side, is the left side. So you do that first. So then he says, imagine having to stop and think before putting on your shoes every day. Suddenly the most mundane routine becomes a meditation. If I am mindful, even of the significance of shoelaces, then I'm more likely to be considerate of the people I meet, and this is kind of what you're saying, and ensure that while I use the necessary restraint, I save my stronger hand for kindness. So as we wake up, as we get dressed, we're about to embark on a day where we're going to have to tap into both elements. The stronger, the more giving, the more open, the more expressive, the kinder, the looser side, which is our right side, the stronger side. But we're also going to have to express constraint and be tight and not let everything go. Sometimes we have to say no. So we start off our day reminding ourselves the right side chesed is stronger. That reigns supreme. You start with that. But when it comes to restraining, tying, we start with our left side. I think it's a beautiful take on that, the deeper connection or the deeper meaning behind tying the shoe. There's more here. I knew we wouldn't have time, but you could read on your own or call me if you have any questions. Whether or not tying our shoes the right way is going to save us from landmines and car accidents, hopefully it will, Bezer Hashem. But even if not, the meaning that it could give us in helping our relationships hopefully will help us improve in our Avodas Hashem. We will meet again in 2 weeks, Amir Hashem, 2 weeks from tonight, the 27th? The Thursday night of the 27th. I'm open. If anyone has, I have some ideas continuing the everyday routine halachas. If anyone has any ideas, suggestions, you can leave my suggestion box. Text me. I'm happy to be open to suggestions. We will daven Maariv in 2 minutes. Oh, yeah.